Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Have a great visit with our good friend Ruth King, the author of Courage. The Courage to Be Profitable, Get and Stay Profitable in Less Than 30 Minutes a Month by Ruth King. Folks, find out about Ruth, learn about Ruth, contact Ruth, read her books, watch her all of her stuff on profitabilitychannel.com, videos and telecasts coming out her ears and yours too. Ruth, you got big doings coming up. That's the guard dog there, folks.
That's the guard dog.
Got big doings coming up June 17th for Small Business Week. You've got a whole multiple-day lineup of guests coming in to talk about profitability in the different disciplines of running a business, right?
Right.
And the website again?
Is www.smallbusinessworldsummit.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Okay, Ruth. Let's talk about what you're going to be – let's give the folks a peek into what you're going to be talking about with regard to sales profitability.
Okay. Sales, there's actually two pieces of the sales profitability. There's the side of closing the sale and getting in the door, as you and I talked during the break. But there's also the side of, is that customer profitable for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're looking at it – you know, we can talk through both pieces of them. But let's start with the first piece of it. You know, as you and I were talking about, the way you get into a selling situation right now is looking at a salesperson, and they're looking at how many leads they have, how many times they make presentations, how many times that they close.
Mm-hmm.
And as you have said, you know, jump in here because it's your graph.
well, all I was saying is that in the old days, you had to it didn't take long to get in the door, but it was harder to close. Today, people are holding salespeople off. They're not letting them in the door because they're actually pre-qualifying themselves and pre-qualifying the salespeople. In the old days, I qualified the prospect. Today, they have so much information, they're actually pre-qualifying me or you.
Right.
And so the firewall, which is what I call the firewall, is where you transition from unqualified to qualified and you can start the sales process. That firewall has been moved to the right, and what that means is it takes more time to get in the door than it used to, but once you get in the door, that means you're now qualified. You're probably in a smaller group. It should be easier to close, and that's a transition that people are having a hard time with right now. They send their salespeople out, and they're trying to make some profit off each salesperson, right? And their salesperson, if they're not properly trained, if they don't understand what they have to do to get in front of a customer these days, then they're going to be spinning a lot of wheels and not being profitable.
Well, the reality is that the salespeople also have access to that same information.
Exactly.
About a company, and they should be doing their homework before they even walk in the door to find out what their needs are.
And they may have to cultivate and nurture a prospect before they actually ask them for the business. And see, this is something you didn't have to do years ago. And when I say years ago, I mean maybe 10 years ago. You didn't have to nurture and develop a prospect as much the way you do now. Now you've got to be justified if you're going to get in front of a customer to actually have a way to ask them to ask them for their business. So then you get in the door. Now you've got the business. They closed the business. Now we're into what you're going to be talking about, which is how do you determine if you should keep this customer.
Right. I mean, if you look at customers, you know, we can use the old Pareto 80-20 rule. Probably 20% of your clients, your customers, actually produce 80% of your profit. And you have to figure out whether those customers who, you know, I have a colleague of mine who ranks her customers A, B, C, D, depending upon the profitability of each customer, as well as how they pay, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But somebody who provides the greatest volume might be a D customer, because the profits on that particular customer are so low. Somebody who doesn't have the same volume but has a much higher profitability, i.e. margins, et cetera, can be an A customer because she earns that much more profit from that customer.
And if we go back to the first part of our conversation today, Ruth, if you're only chasing cash, you're going to be maybe dismissing a profitable customer because they're not bringing you in all the volume, and you're being extra deferential to a customer that's giving you a lot of business, but they're not giving you much profit.
Right.
And that's a bad decision, isn't it?
It's a very bad decision.
Give us the website again, please.
www.smallbusinessworldsummit.com.
Okay, folks, it's coming up June the 17th. Check out her website and see what's going on there. You're going to like what you see there. Thanks, Ruth. Good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks, Jim, for having me.
Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen. She's forgotten more about how to be profitable than most of the rest of us will ever know. Please check in with her. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.